Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about Joel 3:16 as it coincides with portions of Revelation and Isaiah. Follow along as we take up right there today. Now, not only do we see the roar, the next thing in our text here in Joel chapter 3 and verse 16 that I want you to see is that the earth and the heavens shall shake. Now, notice how this coincides with other parts of the Bible. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. Oh, yes, they will. Oh, they see him. They'll hear that voice, and the heavens themselves and the earth itself will be shaking. No wonder they'll want the rocks and the mountains to fall and hide them from the face of he who is judged. In Revelation chapter 16, verses 19 through 21, it continued. And there we read this. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. Now you think of that. They know God is doing it, and instead of repenting, they curse him. In Isaiah chapter 2, verses 17 through 21, and the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day, and the idols he shall utterly abolish, and shall go into the holes of the rock, and into the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord, and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bath. I just think of that. These images of gold and silver, expensive, and they're given to the moles and the bats. And they live for gold and silver? But he goes on in verse 21, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth. Now again, comes out of Zion, he utters his voice in Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, Joel 3:16. And now, these other parts of scriptures are telling us that. When it comes to Jesus, don't keep him in a cradle. Don't keep him on a cross. He's the risen Savior. The creator of the universe is coming to deal with those who rejected his tender offer of grace and mercy and love. And they have rejected and exhausted his long-suffering. And now they feel the wrath of God upon them. Now, in these passages, we see hell is open. Those there shall see him, yea, those that pierced him 2,000 years ago. Those, not just the soldier. Now, those people that pierced him will wail for the judgment that's coming on them. They know it's coming. And look at that. The mountains are flattened. Islands disappear. Think of that. In our hemisphere, Cuba, Puerto Rico, on the Pacific side, Hawaii, Japan, and on we could go about the island. Should we not evangelize while there is still time? It's a shame that many of these churches are going contemporary, and the first thing they're dropping are missionaries, and now we are seeing people coming from the mission fields due to a lack of support. Because the people in America now want entertainment instead of the true worship of the Almighty God and Savior who has died to save their soul. Hailstones about the weight of a talent. That's anywhere from 70 to 100 pounds. So you can imagine these great hailstones weighing 70 to 100 pounds coming down and pelting men and the earth. No wonder the earth is shaking. The Isaiah passage said he will shake terribly the earth. Notice how Isaiah 13, verse 13 states, therefore, I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger. Oh, the omnipotence of God, his great and mighty power, and yet the omniscience, his all-knowingness, for he knows the end even from the beginning, and he tells us. And now he is in anger. The Almighty, the Creator, the one who the first time destroyed with the flood of waters, now coming back in great wrath. The heavens will the Lord shake and remove the earth out of her place. Mankind in all his inventions and pleasures may not fear the Lord now, but one day man will. And every false religion will also fear him. The stars are falling, the mountains are crumbling, the islands are disappearing. And folks, this is not science fiction. It will happen. After the roar and the shaking, we next see the third part of verse 16. It states, but the Lord shall be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. The hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Why does he say and? Because he's showing two groups, his people and the children of Israel. In other words, the Gentiles who got saved as well as the Jews who got saved. So, both Gentiles and Jews, because the Gentiles are his people through salvation as well. We don't replace Israel. Some teach, okay, the church replaced Israel. No, we don't. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Lord didn't teach that. So, don't say that. That is an invention of man that had nothing better to do. Instead of going out witnessing to lost souls, he decided to come up with something new. We don't replace Israel. Rather, the middle wall of partition is removed, as we learn in the book of Ephesians in chapter 2. It is removed, and we become one in the doctrine of Christ and His Word. Also, Ephesians chapter 4, and one body. Jesus said in John 10:16, one fold. But you see, that does not speak of the land. That speaks of our relationship with the Lord God. I make those visits to Israel. I'm going November 6th through the 14th. And this is probably being heard in August, although I'm recording it in May. It's probably going to be heard in August. So I don't know if it is heard in August, if there'll be time to go with us. You just have to contact us and ask. And find out, and we can give you all the particulars if you do. But that's not the point of this message now, so let's move on from that. But He is the comforting refuge in the hour of the end, when the entire earth seems to shake and bounce like a ball. People talk about global warming. But my friend, cows and men are not going to make global warming. It's going to be by God when He pours out His fury. In Revelation 12, it tells us that Satan is cast down and will pour out his fury on the earth. And even then, God protects His people. Revelation chapter 7 and chapter 14 speak of the 144,000 Jews that are sealed and preserved through the entire tribulation period. But Revelation 7 also speaks of a great multitude. Just like chapter 6 of Revelation speaks of the souls under the altar who were beheaded for the cause of Christ, so too does Revelation chapter 20. And so here these people, many of them were in heaven, that were killed during the tribulation, but we see 144,000 that are preserved. 2 Thessalonians speaks of only He who now letteth, prevents, and restrains Satan from doing those things completely now as to what's going to happen in the tribulation. And He will continue to restrain until He be taken out of the way, that is, the rapture, when the Holy Spirit will take us up. Then the people of the earth will have a tribulation as never known to man. In that 7-year period, over half the world's population will die, dying violent, torturous, horrible, painful death.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm